Good evening, everyone. Our Halacha Gems learning tonight continues Tefillah Kehilchosa and the topic of Birchas HaTorah. We know that when we think about the reason why we recite Birchas HaTorah, there's a machlokis, a disagreement among the Rishonim as to whether or not Birchas HaTorah is a Torah obligation or whether or not it's a Din D'Rabbanan. Is it a Chiyuv D'Oraisa? Is it a Chiyuv D'Rabbanan? Or is it just simply a rabbinic obligation? The Ramban, the Rashba, Sefer Chinuch, among others, they maintain that there is a biblical obligation to recite Birchas HaTorah every single day. And the source that they derive this from is from the Pasuk in Parshas Ha'azinu, Perek, Lamed Beis, Pasuk Gimel, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Goydel Elokeinu, when I call out the name of Hashem, ascribe greatness to Hashem, to our God. This is understood to mean that before I read or learn Torah, I'm obligated to recite a bracha. Now, that is the opinion, according to those who hold that it's Deraisa. Now, the Rif, the Rambam, the Rosh, also among others, are of the opinion that Birchas HaTorah was instituted by the Rabbanon, and so therefore it's a Din de Rabbanon, and it's not a Din Deraisa. Now, either way, the Gemara Maseches Bava Metzia ascribes extreme importance, tremendous significance to this bracha, in many ways unique to others. In the Gemara there relates that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because the people did not recite Birchas HaTorah, which reflected a lack of appreciation for the value of Torah. Rashi explains that even though there were people that were learning Torah, but they were not learning Torah that was in correspondence to the tzivoy, to the commandment, to the divine obligation for which we are meant to follow. So therefore, they learned Torah, but to learn Torah without Birchas HaTorah, to recognize the value of Torah ultimately was manifest insofar as that they said they're learning, but they did not recite a bracha beforehand. And that's the reason, one of the reasons, the Gemara says, why the Beis HaMikdash, our holy temple, was destroyed. Now this machlokes, this disagreement among the Rishonim, leads to the following practical difference. This isn't just merely an academic observation, a clinical distinction, but rather there's actually l'may nafkamina la'alocha, what's the practical difference in Torah observant Jewish law. So there is, if, for example, and this nafkamina is, when there is a suffix and uncertainty as to whether or not a person said Birchas HaTorah. We've discussed previously what you do in a situation if a person's in doubt, if it's a suffix. But where there is a suffix as to whether or not a person said Birchas HaTorah, must a person re-say the bracha? So it's dependent on whether or not this nafkamina, whether or not Birchas HaTorah, if Birchas HaTorah is a din d'oraisa, if it's a Torah obligation, then suffix D'oraisa is l'chumra, which means that because it is of Torah, a biblical obligation, a person, we rule strictly, one would have an obligation to repeat the bracha. Now the Mishnah Berura rules in accordance with the Shita of the Shagas Aryeh that one must indeed be concerned that Birchas HaTorah is a biblical obligation because it's a possibility that it is, and therefore suffik d'oraisa l'chumra. However, in a case of suffik, of doubt, where a person is not sure, one only recites the bracha Sherbachar Banim Hikol Ha'amim. Why? Explain, since one bracha is enough to discharge the Torah obligation, it's the bracha me'ula, it's considered the more elevated of the brachos, and so therefore would not require two, but simply would require one. So that's a very important nafkamina in halacha. If it's daraisa, there's nothing to talk about, it's din daraisa, meaning suffik daraisa is l'chumra. If it would be only derabanan, suffik derabanan l'kulan, therefore we would be lenient. But since the Mishnah Berurah says there is a tzad to consider it as daraisa, ruling like the Shagas Aryeh, which is quoted, so therefore, in a situation of doubt, you do recite it, Asher Bachar Bono, this is sufficient and enough for one to discharge their Torah obligation. All right, we'll stop here and continue with this week. Wishing everybody a wonderful and a healthy and a holy and a happy evening.